Lawmakers returned to the Capitol this week to tackle the big issue of the session, approving a state budget. As part of that $140 billion-plus decision, lawmakers will be forced to also debate a key issue, reforming the state's campaign finance and ethics laws. For at least 30 years, New York governors have called for sweeping campaign finance reforms. New York has the highest campaign contribution limits of any state with limits. Its disclosure requirements are weak, and its enforcement essentially non-existent. But for all that talk, Governors Mario Cuomo, George Pataki, Eliot Spitzer, and David Patterson achieved virtually no reforms. Lots of talk, no real action. Governor Andrew Cuomo swept into office in 2010 promising changes, just like his predecessors. And just like previous governors, for the first 3 years of his administration, the governor talked a great deal about reforms, but achieved little. His ethics reforms were flawed. His redistricting deal allowed gerrymandering for the 2012 elections and doesn't make the situation better in the future. He's talked a great game on campaign finance, but hasn't yet scored the big win. Until this year. The governor included campaign finance reforms in his executive budget. Thanks to his predecessors, in particular Governor Patterson, Governor Cuomo has unprecedented powers to drive policy changes in the budget. While one may debate whether this is a good idea, the reality is that the legislature has limited authority to make changes to the budget advanced by the governor. By putting his reform initiatives in the executive budget, the governor will achieve one thing that has eluded his predecessors, a real debate on campaign finance reforms, including the big one, establishing a system of public financing. At least on the surface, the governor has allies among the legislative leaders. Democratic Assembly Speaker Silver and Independent Democratic Conference Senate co-leader Klein have both said they support comprehensive campaign finance reforms, including a voluntary system of public financing of elections. Public financing is a necessary component of reform since without it, only those who are wealthy or have allies who are wealthy can mount serious campaigns for elected office. Without a voluntary system of public financing, 99% of New Yorkers are shut out from considering such a run. Without robust elections, incumbents feel less pressure to respond to the public interest. And we've seen what that has led to, controversies and scandals. Only Republican Senate co-leader Skelos opposes the measure. His argument, ironically, is that elected officials, like him, are undeserving of public financing. But the impact of his opposition is limited. His conference represents a minority of the state Senate. The members of the Independent Democratic Conference and the Senate Democratic Conference overwhelmingly support campaign finance reforms. The Assembly has for decades approved legislation that creates a voluntary system of public financing. The legislation has always been blocked in the Senate. There is a majority of state senators who are Democrats. Their leadership supports campaign finance reform. New York is tantalizingly close to achieving meaningful changes. The fate of campaign finance reform now is in the hands of the governor. He took the correct first step. He put it in his budget. A debate, though behind closed doors, will occur. Given the tremendous institutional power of the executive, the support of the state assembly, and the apparent support among many senators, the fate of meaningful campaign finance reform will hinge on whether the governor can round up the necessary Senate votes. By April 1st, New Yorkers will know how the effort played out. In addition to a budget that meets the health, education, safety, and poverty funding priorities of the state, whether there will be real changes to Albany's campaign finance laws will get decided. How that plays out will be a real test for the governor. That's all for now. I'll be keeping an eye on the Capitol, and we'll talk to you again next week.